The epistle can be found on page 1170 in the Church Bibles, or page 2058 in the large print version. The reading is from Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. This is the word of the Lord.
The gospel can be found on page 1028 in the Church Bibles, or page 1815 in the large print version. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This, hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ. Please remain standing for prayer. Lord, quieten our hearts, sharpen our minds, and remind us of your grace and love and mercy at the start of this new year, we pray. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. It may help you to have your Bibles open. Galatians chapter 4, page 1170. It is frustrating to be promised something and then not to receive it. Perhaps a mother is expectant and she and her husband are waiting for baby to be born, and often births can be delayed a few days, waiting and not yet seeing what you hope for. I have a friend called Gerald who farms down in Pusey in Wiltshire, near there. His father died when he was young, and he wasn't even a teenager. And it's a big, big farm, thousands of acres, and it was held in trust for Gerald. There was trustees who were the people who were the solicitors. There were people managing the land. And it was his in promise, but not yet in reality. He in trust owned the estate, but it was subject to guardians until the time set by his father. And then later on, he took it over and managed it himself. He's actually also a vicar, part-time, self-supporting down that part of the world, and looks after, I think, about 12 churches with others in that rural community. Well, Paul compares human beings to being like that. Something has been promised to us, and we're waiting. Galatians 4 and verse 3. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. Even in Old Testament days, before Christ came, and when we were under the law, we were heirs, heirs of the promise God had made to Abraham. Hadn't yet seen it or received it for ourselves. The promise was still waiting to be fulfilled. And if you like, our years of minority leave us in bondage, longing, if you're a Jew, for the Messiah to come. But it brings it up to date. Somebody came to see me this last year, a man, middle-aged, and he said to me he felt very uneasy because he'd been reading the commandments. And he said to me, it made me think about where I stand before God. It's pretty obvious he hadn't loved the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, and mind. He said he hadn't loved his neighbor. And as he mentioned other commandments, he obviously felt his failure. And it was my privilege gently to point him to Christ, who actually, when the weight of the law bears down us, promises us mercy and grace. We were under bondage to law, and verse 5, needing to be redeemed. Listen again to Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. That's a brilliant summary of the gospel, the message of Christmas, the message of Good Friday, the message of Easter morning. A summary of the good news in Christ. And Christmas is all about rescue. Rescue first by God's grace. The privileges are now open to us, which the Jewish people have just looked forward to. And what was offered in title is now already ours. It's come from God's eternal counsel. It was he who decided before the world was even made to make these blessings ours, to fulfill his purpose, and to bring us into possession of that divinely promised and provided inheritance. And think about the last week or so, what we've been remembering and giving thanks for. Galatians 4, verse 4, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law. Verse 6, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba, Father. See, so many people think you clamber your way to God. You don't do that. No, God has made a move towards us. God sent. God sent. It's rescue by God's grace. Second, it's rescue in God's time. As it chimed midnight last night, do you spot any differences? Yes, one or two of you read your newspapers. Yes, a nanosecond, I heard several people say, a nanosecond was adjusted by the scientists for the world time because the angle of the Earth's tilt means that the exact time midnight needed to be adjusted. So last night, the scientists had added a nanosecond. So you probably didn't notice that as Big Ben chimed, but that happened anyway. Well, the point is that what we're talking about here, this rescue, is in God's time. Verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law. When the time had fully come. timing is so important in so many areas. You need to be at work on time. If you're working in a hospital or roster, you need to be there on time. If you're refereeing a soccer match, you need to be there on time. Timing is important for work, for leisure. It's important for humour. Have you ever told a joke and haven't quite got it right? It's terribly embarrassing, isn't it? But yeah, timing is vital for humour. Timing is important for music, as we're reminded each Sunday, done so ably by friends across there. I think what reminds me of the importance of time most graphically is acrobats. I've once seen acrobats performing live. It's a staggering thing, isn't it? People cavorting through the air elegantly, ankles, hands, grabbed. I mean, the timing there is not just important, it's about life and death, I think. Well, God's timing was absolutely perfect, and we won't fully know on what ways it was perfect till we get to heaven. But think about the ancient world politically. It was a very good time for gospel to be heard and spread. Culturally, it was Greek society, so language was easy to use. The religiosity of the time, there was great discouragement. People were so discouraged by the old pagan idols. There's a hunger for the truth. And then the Pax Romana, which one or two of you who are good classicists, I can see two on the back row of church, know all about. That stability and peace across the Roman Empire, across the known world then, meant that the gospel could get out to every corner of the earth. You see, God made ready the right time to send his Saviour. Just the law had made our hearts ready for that timing as well. Rescue by God's grace in God's time. Finally, and third, rescue through God's Son. The one whom God sent to accomplish our redemption was perfectly qualified so to do. He was God's Son and born of a human mother. Verse 4, when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law. This one was human and divine. This one was the one and only God-man, born under the law. That is, of a Jewish mother, into a Jewish nation, subject to the Jewish law. And he submitted to the law and kept it perfectly, never failing in any area. And if he'd not been man, he could not have redeemed men and women. If he'd not been righteous man, he couldn't have redeemed unrighteous men and women. And if he'd not been God's Son, he could not have redeemed men for God or made us sons of God. He sent the Saviour because we need one. As we embark on a new year, let's remember that. That rescue was by God's grace, in God's time, through God's Son. His timing was absolutely perfect. The plan was perfect. And the result is perfect as well. As the bread and wine graphically remind us this morning, there's full forgiveness in the blood he shed. How do you feel today? Perhaps a nice party last night. Perhaps you enjoyed the fireworks. Perhaps after Christmas you think, oh, decorations look a bit tarred in the house. You need to get the duster out. And perhaps there's that post-Christmas, that post-New Year lull. Well, if you've got that problem this morning, what we read about this morning in Galatians should give us great, great reason to be thankful throughout this coming year. Rescue by God's grace, in God's time, through God's Son. We thank God for a glorious gospel. May that sustain you in this new year. God bless you all.